Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. We're going to fly high now. This particular segment is a Happy Talk tribute to Ernestine Shepherd for Women's History Month 2024. Happy Talk is a family-friendly show designed to empower your mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. And since March is the designated month for women history, what most wonderful person could I possibly think of but Miss Ernestine Shepherd? I know this lady. I remember her from visiting Macon, Georgia in 2014 for the Georgia Fitness Festival. And I tell you, she was a big inspiration to me. And I heard her emphasize that age is only just a number. And I tell you, she inspired my heart and my mind and my body and my soul. Her energy was so compatible to mine, and the warmth of her felt like the sun. I felt like we were two peas in a pod. She is a person of faith. I'm a person of faith. She cares about the health and fitness of her body and others. And she has a beautiful soul. And today, we will celebrate her achievements in being the oldest female Guinness World Record bodybuilder. But first, let's take a silent moment to express our condolences in the passing of her beloved only child, Michael Jerome Shepherd. And to my understanding, this was posted on her fitness instructor, Yanni, that Michael went home to be with the Lord on Sunday morning, February 18th. And she said he was a wonderful son and father who will be greatly missed. And I just want you to know, Ernie, we love you here in Macon and that God is watching over you. And for anyone who's interested in terms of finding out more about the services, you can, it states here that he will be eulogized on Friday, tomorrow, at Wake and Funeral at Union Memorial United Methodist Church, which is 2500 Harlem Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. And but we must keep her in prayer, she and the family. Meanwhile, I still feel that this is a very good time to let her know that we are here for her and that we honor her. And this is Women History Month, and today I would like to share some of her achievements with the audience because she is my champion, and I hope she's your champion too. And I know she loves the theme song, Rocky, Gonna Fly Now. Yes, we are. So keep up the momentum, Ernie. And run, Ernestine, run. You and your family are in our prayers, and grace and peace be yours. And with that, let's find out a little bit more about who Miss Ernestine Shepherd is. Well, first of all, she was born June 16th, 1936. And as she is an American bodybuilder who is best known for being, at one point, the oldest competitive female bodybuilder in the world. And as declared by the Guinness Book of World Records in 2010 and 2011, as of 2023, she is 87 years old and still an active, albeit no longer competitive bodybuilder. So we won't have this program for the full 30 minutes, but I would like for you to meet Ernestine, and I'm just going to read some of the things that she has said about herself. Number one, she emphasized age is nothing but a number. And she has a dedication. She's dedicated to success. And it says here, Ernestine, which is known as Ernie Shepherd, at age 79, was a personal trainer, and now we know that she's 87. A professional model, a competitive bodybuilder, and happier and more fulfilled than she's ever been in her life. And she said in March of 2010, on stage in Rome, Italy, she was formally given the title of world's oldest performing female bodybuilder by Guinness World Records. And how did Ernestine transform herself from an average middle-aged woman to bodybuilding diva? Well, in her youth, Ernestine is said to have been a prissy girl with little interest in athletics or exercise of any kind. And as a 56-year-old, she was a sedentary, well-padded school secretary and slug who had never worked out a day in her life. And the obvious question is, what happened to transform Ernestine into a role model for the rest of us and senior women in particular? What happened was that the 56-year-old version of Ernestine went bathing suit shopping with her sister, Velvet. And while trying on the suits, they found themselves laughing at each other. Then and there, they knew it was time to get in a better shape. So Ernestine and her sister joined a gym and started working out together. And a short time later, Velvet died suddenly from a brain aneurysm. Devastated, Ernestine stopped going to the gym. After some months of mourning the loss of her sister, and on the advice of a friend that her sister would have wanted her to continue what they had started, Ernestine returned to the gym with a reignited determination to get fit. Starting slowly and building her body step by little step, Ernestine over time completely transformed not only her body but her life too. She has never been happier at that time. She trained mostly senior women 5 days a week, and she lives to inspire senior women to reach their physical potential. And personally, she likes to compete in 5K and 10K races and run marathons. And she's up at 4 a.m. to get in her 10-mile runs and puts in upwards to 18 miles a week when training for an upcoming marathon. Ernestine also stresses four or more than 5 days a week. In 2007, at age 71, she asked Yanni Schamberger, who her former Mr. Universe, to train her to compete as a bodybuilder. And 7 months later, she entered her first bodybuilding competition. And in this first contest, she took first place in her class at the Natural East Coast Tournament of Champions bodybuilding competition, and outposing women decades younger. As I said, she's a beautiful lady. Despite all the exercise, Ernestine says that she has no aches or pains whatsoever and has never been injured, not at all. And in the 17 years of her new improved life, this 5'5", 130-pound dynamo sports 9 to 10% fat. These single-digit percentages are usually reserved for elite professional male athletes in their prime. She takes no medication. She loves her life, her new life, and she loves her work. She enjoys more energy than those decades younger and has never been more successful. What's her secret? Let's look at some of what allows Ernestine to defy normal aging. Number one, she began slowly under the guidance of an expert personal trainer and gradually conditioned her body. Number two, Ernestine realizing early on the importance of good nutrition, including sufficient protein and supplements, sought out the services of a nutritionist. Number three, has the full support of her husband of 52 years, which now has been longer because she's 87 now, Colin, who prepares meals and makes sure the fridge is always stocked with her 7 convenient, small, balanced daily meals. Did you hear that? 7 convenient, small, balanced daily meals that her husband helps prepare for her, even to this very day. Number four, makes sure she gets the rest her body needs. Number five, she tries to have a positive attitude about everything, views her workouts as fun, and sees her work as being on a long, happy journey. Number six, she knows where she wants to go and what she wants to accomplish. 2. Number 7, believes in encouragement, inspiration, and family support, and lives by her mantra, determined, dedicated, disciplined to be fit. Ernestine Shepherd is having the time of her life, even now, under the circumstances or challenges that she may be encountering at the moment, but she still has that strong mentality of the Rocky theme song. Flying high now, gonna fly. So you see, she is in the best shape of her life by far, more successful than she's ever been, and a supreme role model to senior women everywhere and to the rest of us, too. She has a lot to teach us about thriving at any age. If we are but ready and open to learn. So are you ready? Are you open to learn how to be determined, dedicated, and disciplined in terms of success in life in any capacity? I feel that these are really strong advices or information that we can accomplish, that we can intertwine into our lives today. And so we want to go back to her theme song. And then I want to just kind of close this program out just once again, bringing to surface in terms of her being like the salt of the earth, us remembering her presence here in Macon and the joy that she brought us. Showcasing her gifts and her talent. And as you mentioned, she is a person of faith. And that is really lovely because she knows that God is the source of her strength. And I want to play the Rocky song again because she's flying. Not going to fly now, but she's flying. And we can fly with her. This is great.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, and today the Happy Talk tribute goes to Miss Ernestine Shepherd for Women History Month, and I would like to share some of her quotes that I have here that I keep kind of referring to, even in terms of many challenges that I've been confronted with. And as I said, she is just my inspiration. She is like the salt of the earth. She is just a beautiful soul. She says here that these words each day, she says these words each day, I can do it. I will do it. I am doing it. Now get up and get moving. You would think something so simple said would be so difficult to do, but it's very strong, sound advice. And she's absolutely right. We have to stay focused. We have to be consistent. We have to be determined. We have to be disciplined in order to succeed at anything, and just never give up. And it's apparent that she never has given up in terms of her quest as a bodybuilder. She also says here, you know, she runs 10 miles daily. She eats clean, and she's a personal trainer also. And she says there's no excuse why you can't be dedicated, determined, and disciplined. And just imagine, she's the oldest female bodybuilder in the world, and that she is listed in the Guinness World Book of Records as a bodybuilder. And she honestly does believe the age is nothing but a number. She says, if there were ever an anti-aging pill, I would call it exercise. So this is wonderful news. And I would like to thank you all for being online tonight. And I would like to once again give kudos to Miss Ernie, and that I hope that she comes back to Macon to visit, to give us a show. And before I go, just for those people who may want to reach out to Ernie and have her come and speak in your neighborhood, you can get in contact with her. Let's see, how can you reach her? There is a site online. If you go to the Wikipedia dictionary online, it has her site, and it tells you she can be contacted through Yonex Sports Inc. That's Yonnex Sports Inc. And she's in Washington, Maryland, Fort Washington, Maryland. And let's see. So that's one sure way you can get in contact with her. And the number that I see listed here is 301-248-8888. And the business hours from 8 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So it appears that they are working out. She is working out 7 days a week. She has activity going on. So reach out to her if you think that you can utilize her service. But, you know, once again, I want to express my condolences during this season of bereavement for Miss Ernestine Shepherd. And I would like to leave the show letting her know I have this song that I would like to dedicate to you called Beautiful Feet. And I want to wish you a happy Women History Month, and that you're in my prayers. And everyone here loves you. So until we meet next time, I would like to thank my audience for being attentive and listening and really learning a little bit more about the lady, Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, for Women History Month 2024. This is Gloria Sampson at Talk Echo.
Beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel. They go where they are sent, without a compliment, yet they still smile. Sometimes crying inside. So beautiful, beautiful, they have beautiful feet. Beautiful are the feet of those who carry this gospel. Oh, if you only knew the things that they go through. Yes, they still give. Yes, they do. They inspire others to live.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.